Reload it. Hey, how's it going?
How's it going? Indeed. Yeah, it's good. Just drinking my coffee out of my Jurassic Park mug that I've had since I was like seven.
I don't mean to call you a liar this early in the game, but you're a liar.
I never drank coffee out of it when I was seven. I just had the mug. It's officially licensed merchandise from the first movie.
Spared no expense.
Well, probably not, because my mom worked at the VA hospital and she got it at the gift shop. Like, that's what I remember. She got us some dinosaurs. It was like part of our Christmas present. And there few coffee mugs and some dinosaurs. And then if you watch the movie when they're showing the gift shop scene, the dinosaurs we had, like the green Brontosaurus I had, Georgia had the pink Triceratops, like it's all there in the movie. And I was like, oh, sweet, we have those.
Oh, there it is. Yeah. Official merchandise.
Yeah, official merchandise. Look at that. Ain't that cool?
I wonder if they were the first people to actually show their merchandise in a movie. It was like, look, no. This is totally tongue-in-cheek for a second.
Ghostbusters.
Oh, that's right. They did have t-shirts.
Ghostbusters, dude. Like, I mean, that was like, I don't even know if that was meant to be a kid's movie. Like, I really don't know if it was. But it spun off the cartoon, everything, right? Yeah. Okay, well, for those of you who don't know, I am Thomas, and this is Porkchop. And this is the crowdfunded pod. We do this every other Sunday right now, and we share the first half. We share GoFundMes of people that have a need or a group with a need or whatever. Past few episodes, it's been me presenting that. This week, Porkchop has got one. And then we follow that up with the second half where it's just something cool, and Porkchop is usually the one that does that, but this time around I'm gonna do that. So it's some kind of Kickstarter or Indiegogo or some venture somebody out there is trying to crowdsource, right? And we're not affiliated with those people or anything like that. It's just stuff that we find, but you know, it's cool, whatever. All right, so with that being said, Porkchop,
I would just like to note that if you look at our views right now, we are at 666 views. So
this is a good podcast for you to take
over. This is going to be a good one. This is going to be a real good one.
I mean, it's all aligned. It's you are the spawn of Satan.
That's true. That is true.
Terry likes to say, that boy ain't mine. I'm telling you, that boy ain't mine. That's Satan's kid. And as your mom likes to say, ain't mine either. Ain't mine either.
I was never born. I just happened.
You just happened. You're like Superman. You just like showed up on the porch one day. I guess like Brightburn, because you're the evil one. I haven't seen it. I want to see it.
I want to see it too.
Dude, Chris Pratt got married. Like, I know that doesn't matter, and I don't know, like, why am I even talking about that? I was just like, wait a minute. Weren't you just getting into like Arnold Schwarzenegger's daughter too? And mm-hmm. I was like, well, weren't you married like just a year and a half ago or something like that? I thought that was weird for you. Well, I mean, he's like the super Christian Chris Pratt, right? And I'm like, but you're Hollywood super Christian. We all know that. We all saw your naked ass in where you were the best friend fucking the Xavier, Dr. X. Dude, what was that movie where they could bend bullets with their mind and shit around corners? What the fuck was that movie?
Wanted?
Wanted? Yeah, Wanted. Yeah, yeah. He was the best friend that was fucking, you know, whatever the dude that plays Xavier now, his girlfriend.
I don't know.
It's one of those things that you don't know until you go back and watch it later in life. And you're like, holy shit, that's Chris Pratt. Okay. That's like even pre-Parks and Rec. All right. But, you know, let's not forget, Andy was kind of a shitty character in the first two seasons, too. I mean, I'm just saying. like, where is this going? It's not going anywhere. It's just a whatever. I just...
Well, that was banter, so...
It's just what I thought was interesting earlier today. I was like, well, all right.
Anyway, I got you. I got you.
Go ahead. So you're going to take it over today, right?
Yes. Today is going to be my interview. This one's going to be a little bit different than regular. Usually, Thomas would video conference with the people we were going to be interviewing and talking. But this is one of those rare occasions that I could actually go right down the road and talk to the people. I will go ahead and say this is only going to be audio only. And the reason why is because there was just a couple things that were just happening to where the video wasn't going to work. But the audio is great. So I apologize for no video for the people who are watching on Twitch. But the audio, like I said, the audio is pretty good. So if you want to go ahead and key up the first one. It'll be
speak for
yeah.
Hey, will you pull that thing up?
Yeah. Key up interview one.
So first, like, let me say this, like, just like with Porchop when he goes, I haven't seen this before. Like, I know, like, I found out about it at the same time, but I don't know any background information. Like, I've purposely not read things on Facebook and stuff just so I could. Be like, all right, I've never seen this before either, right? So let me post this link real quick. All right. Wow, our own chat rules popped up. All right, so there's the link to GoFundMe. Oh, yeah, by the way, for those of you who don't know, here's our Discord. You guys can come be a part of the community. And then, let's see what our random Ron Swanson quote is. Quote 17, in my opinion, not enough people have looked their dinner in the eyes and considered the circle of life. I like it. All right. So I'm going to switch it. Your intro should go for a second. Let's see if that works. But it's better than dead air, right? Okay, there we go. So we got Porchop's YouTube video. In the top left, there's the link to the GoFundMe. Do you have anything intro that you want to say about it before I play it? Like what happened or anything like that? All right.
At the local American Legion Post 11, there was a break-in-enter. And they pretty much stole all the money out of the building. Like fundraiser money and just operation money was just completely just taken, just gone. And this, they'll talk more about it. And I'm, shortchanging it right now, but they'll talk more about it. That I'm used to saying GoFundMe. I mean the crowdsource or whatever there, but the GoFundMe is to recuperate some of the losses, of what was lost and to just try to get them back because, like I said, it was operation money. Like, you know, if you're gonna pay bills,
look at that image. I'm listening to you talk, but then because I've got it open in like a incognito tab, I guess like, that's the first thing that they want to get you hooked on is it's just like, check this hot chick out. And then it's not even any hot chicks in the video at all, probably.
Right? All right. But like I said, but shortchange, they're trying to get the money back. They're trying to get the operation money back. So go ahead and start it up.
All right. I think I need to mute my mic. Hold on. Because if I don't, then everybody's going to hear the same thing, probably.
I just want to say that this is going to be a little bit different. Usually when we interview somebody, we try to do the webcam interview back and forth. But for this one, I had to go straight to the source. Recently at the American Legion here in Laurel, Mississippi, there was a break-in, and they pretty much stole all the money out of the office. And after that, a Kickstarter was started, and I'm here to get the information. The person who set it up, his name is Brian Hicks, and the next voice you hear, like I said, is going to be Brian Hicks telling you about it. So Flying Brian, I'm sorry. His name on the radio is Flying Brian.
Yeah,
and
I answer to a lot of things, yeah. So
Brian Hicks, tell us a little bit about this local American Legion, and then... tell us about the Kickstarter, if you don't mind.
Absolutely. Started hanging out with the good folks out here at the American Legion Post 11 in Laurel, Mississippi. Started hanging out with them a few years ago, and man, when I first started coming into the club room and hanging out with the veterans, I knew that I had found a new place to hang out. I had found pretty much a new home away from home, and it's very hard to find these days. And it didn't matter that I wasn't a veteran. I've never served in the military in any stretch of the imagination, but most of my family has. I'm sort of the black sheep when it comes to that. But it didn't matter to them that I was not military. And that's the kind of people that they are. You know, it's just it's a great place for the veterans to come out. They can hang out. They don't have to worry about any BS or anything like that. It's just a great place for them to hang out with their family and their friends, regardless of their military service.
So it's a good little community.
Yeah, absolutely. It's a great group of folks out here, and they do a lot of cool things for the community. It was just a couple of weeks ago that they had a crawfish boil here and raised quite a bit of money for the American Legion. Unfortunately, the money was not well spent, as we'll cover here in a few minutes. But, they do crawfish boils. You know, and each night we like to open up the Legion once again for anybody. You don't have to be a member or you don't have to be a support member or anything like that. Open to the public. We have karaoke on Friday and Saturday nights up here just to let folks come out and experience what the American Legion is all about and what they do to help the veterans of all the foreign wars. So we certainly do appreciate them, and I appreciate them letting me come up here and kind of, you know, be goofy and host the karaoke on Saturday nights. And it's just been a great place to hang out and a great bunch of folks. And it was really disheartening, to put it mildly, what occurred on the night before Memorial Day earlier this year.
So just to get a little bit of information, do they have an idea of how much was actually taken?
Yeah, close to $3,000 was taken from the building here. It was the night before Memorial Day last month. Somebody gained entry after closing hours on that Sunday and made off with every penny that was in the office. And it was a nefarious act any day of the year. But it made it especially troublesome that it happened.
Oh, yeah, the timing's terrible.
The day before Memorial Day. And what made it even sadder is, went to beer fighting back.
It's okay.
Edit that out.
All right, 3, 2, 1.
And it, what was sad is the next day, which was Memorial Day, they had planned a cookout for all the members and any guests that they would have. So when the bartender gets here that Monday, And there was one of the gentlemen here who's a support member. He was here early as well to start cooking, mm-hmm. go get the food, mm-hmm. bring it back, put it on the grill. Well, there was no money to go buy any of the food. Mm. So mm-hmm. the Memorial Day cookout was in jeopardy, like, immediately. The effects of the robbery were experienced immediately.
Okay.
But our bartender, who is Dee, who is lovely, she pulled money out of her own purse to pay for the all the food mm-hmm. so that the cookout could go on.
Okay.
And, of course, she had, as people came in through the day, they helped out as well and also tipped her very well to help pay her back. So it was just it was a blow to the morale. I mean, it's not gonna shut the place mm-hmm. down. It's not gonna break our spirits. But it was just like, wow, that's pretty shitty.
That's a question I was gonna ask. Kickstarter aside, and it sounds like there was community support. Shitty. It came, you know, pretty much right at that minute. Just pretty much once everybody found out what happened, the support started coming in.
That's absolutely right. It was just, they have the American Legion, which opens Monday through Friday at 11 a.m. It was that Monday, and they hadn't opened yet. I had gotten here early to just kind of help out with the cookout a little bit. And already people were like, well, we need to do something about this. Can anybody set up one of those fundraising mm-hmm. sites, you know? And I had never set up a GoFundMe before. So I was like, well, you know what? Let me see if I can do it. And I managed to do it, and I've already had some folks donate to that and certainly appreciate that. So we're just trying to get the word out, maybe recoup some of the losses up here. You know, if we don't get all of it back, that's fine. As long as we get some of it back, that's cool.
So what's the goal right now? What is and I understand that, you know, if you lowball, you don't get pretty much what you need. If you highball, you run the risk of not getting the support that you need. What is the realistic goal that everybody is trying to look for? I know that you said the $3,000 was lost, right. But are they looking for more to just see if they can try to fix security or what's any information?
No, we're just setting it right at $3,000. Just a simple number right there. It wasn't quite $3,000 that was taken, but it was just a round, easy number to type in. So we went with $3,000. Once again, if we don't get all that back, that's fine. But just wanted to get the word out and maybe help these folks out a little bit. And we've already seen a great response from it already. But, of course, we'd love to have some more. And it's not just about the GoFundMe that we set up, but just to kind of get the word out that you can support in other ways. Of course, you can come to the club room and you know, have a few beers. Mm-hmm. You know, you can come enjoy karaoke one of the nights. We also sign people up to be support members. For a small fee, you can be a support member, and you get some perks here at the clubhouse mm-hmm. as well. And that's just one of the many ways that you can support the folks up here at the American Legion.
Yeah, a couple of months ago, I bought a T-shirt just because I like coming over. I don't do karaoke a lot, but when I do like to make an ass of myself.
Oh, well, we would expect nothing less.
Of course. All right. Well, like I said, this was just a little bit something different. Usually, I said, people will approach us, but I had to go directly to the source since this was a little close to home on the situation. So if you have anything that you'd like to give, anything is appreciated, actually. We'll have the link for you after the interview. We'll be posting it. And do you have anything else you'd like to add?
Yeah, just wanted to throw this out there. If you go to the GoFundMe page, you can type in American Legion 11, Laurel, Mississippi, and that should bring up the GoFundMe page, and you can donate there.
All right. Well, once again, thank you, Mr. Hicks, for actually taking the time to interview us. I know it's a busy day. You're about to set up for the karaoke, and hopefully in a little while you'll get to actually see me make a fool of myself.
Yay!
All right. All right.
I got it canceled. All right. Okay, you should unmute your mic because you muted your mic.
I apologize. I posted the rough draft.
Mr. Hicks, thank you so much for letting interviewing me. That's what you said. It was great. It was funny. All right. So I actually have the GoFundMe pulled up. Let me pull that off over here. All right. So let me. All right. That's how you guys can see it. All right. On May 26, 2019, the day before Memorial Day, someone gained entry after hours and robbed the American Legion, Post 11 in Laurel, Mississippi, of a considerable amount of money, including profits from a recent fundraiser that grossed nearly $1,000. As a refuge for the heroes of the United States military, the nefarious act was a devastating blow to not only the morale of the Legion members and friends, but also to the management of this fine establishment that struggles daily to maintain operations. We ask that you lighten their burden with any help you may be able to offer. It's been shared 184 times on Facebook, and $160 of $3,000 has been raised. It's in trending right now. No updates. You can ask questions and so forth. The Brian mentioned at the end there, but you can find it on GoFundMe. American Legion 11 Laurel, Mississippi Robbery Fund is the full title. The short URL is https://bit.ly/2l(SMU)A. All right. So that's all the information from the pages, and that's
you all right. No, we can do one of two things. You can talk about it right now, and then you can play the second interview. You can play the second interview and then talk about it then.
You have a second interview?
The second interview is through the manager of the place. That is the verification right there.
Okay.
It should be. Well, yeah, if you look.
You didn't send me a link to a second interview?
I sent both. It was interview one and interview two.
All right. Give me a second. I didn't know you had a second interview. Sorry. My bad.
Yeah.
You agreed way too quickly. Just
yeah.
Yeah. That's right, you're bad. Damn, son. All right.
All right, we're back here. And this part of the interview is actually going to be the verification. Right now I'm talking with Christy Donald, and she's going to be the representative for the American Legion that we're going to talk to you today. How are you doing today, Christy?
I'm doing fine. How about you?
Oh, we're doing pretty good. I'm sorry that we had to meet under these circumstances, but what's your affiliation with the American Legion, and what do you do here?
I am the club manager. I run the club. I bartend during the week. I try to keep things under control here at the Legion.
It sounds like it's a hard job, especially with Brian here.
Oh yeah, sometimes it is, but it's okay with Brian. He's good.
Okay, he told us that the incident happened the night before Memorial Day.
Yes, it did.
He said that on the Kickstarter, he's looking to try to recuperate the exact loss, but more than that is pretty much what they're looking for. He says that it was about $3,000 that they're looking for. Have you thought about adding more to it? Are you looking to try to use the money to fix certain situations like security or try to just fix up the losses? I understand that with some of them taking all the money at the time, there's, a little bit of debt in between that little open spot. Is the $3,000 a low number, or is $3,000 actually pretty okay?
Yeah, the $3,000 is about the accurate amount that it was taken. And it's really put us kind of in a bind. Not much, but just a little bit. But anything that will help us try to build it back up for us, it will be really, really appreciated. It took a hurt on us, especially for our veterans, the day before Memorial Day. And a lot of my veterans are just, really upset about it.
I know that when I was actually talking to some of the people in the the bar area, they were pretty fighting mad, and that's pretty much the attitude for everybody involved. Brian also told us that immediately community support started coming through and started trying to donate back because there was a crawfish boil that was happening.
Yes, we had it about the weekend before. We had a crawfish boil, and that was included in with our money that was taken, you know, the night before. And it's really put a toll on us because we put so much effort into getting this crawfish going for that weekend in order to help the veterans. Mm-hmm. And that's what we do here. We help the veterans. We support them. Mm-hmm. And when it comes to something like this and you hurt my veterans here, it just really, really makes us mad.
I understand. You know, I understand. I mean, bad people do bad things. And usually the people they hurt are the good people. And good people got hurt on this situation.
Yes, they did.
Is there anything else you want to add? Any way else they can donate or be a part of the American Legion if they'd like?
If they would like to come by the American Legion, you can come in. If you want to be one of our support group members, that would be great. It runs like $25 a year. Like I said, we help out the veterans through the support group. If you want to make any kind of donations, you're welcome to come by anytime during the week. Either me or one of my other bartenders will be here during the day to make a donation if you feel free. We would really, really appreciate it.
Are there any other active fundraisers that are besides just the Kickstarter?
I don't think so.
Okay, so any donation will go straight to the American Legion at this point.
I mean, I'm speaking with someone right now that was wanting to help us too, but I haven't gotten back in touch with her. But just as soon as I will, you know, I can let you know. And
okay, so let me switch back to the fundraiser. There we go.
All right, so while you're setting up, I'll go ahead and give a little spiel about it. The American Legion was set up to be a support and a community involvement for veterans who had served in foreign wars. They also help with certain situations where if somebody had served and they passed away while serving, if they died in combat, the American Legion will reach out and be supportive as much as they can. If a foreign war veteran passes away and they are a member of the Legion will go to the funeral and, be supportive and just try to be involved. Not only is it for the veterans themselves, but it's also for the families. I believe there is a support network set up for family members with active servicemen and women. I believe there is an education part that is connected to it, like it helps with scholarships and stuff like that. So the American Legion, like I said, for someone to take away from a support group like this, that's terrible. That's terrible.
Well, yeah, no, it's shitty. It's really shitty. And then, like, I mean, Lord knows I've drank plenty of beer at the American Legion. Like, I mean, I've definitely drank some beer at the Hut. But there's things that, like, I would always notice because I wasn't part of it. But, I mean, that's because – so, I mean, they let people in and they fund – a lot of their stuff through the bar and beer sales and setups and stuff like that, right? And then they have the karaoke, and it's considered a private club but open to all guests,
yeah,
right?
Yes.
So, but, I mean, I would notice, like, the captain and somebody talking about somebody. You know, they have, like, a little notepad and be like, hey, you know, somebody needs to go check on so-and-so, you know. Just somebody go over and talk to him for a little while. You know, like, just even little stuff like that. And somebody be like, all right, you know, I'll go over there tomorrow, you know, or something like that, right? So even, like, guys that I would never see in there that were their friends and buddies or whatever that they would go and check on. And, you know, that's that's just the cool, some of the cool things they would do, right? But yeah, so looks like they haven't had any donations in like 12 days. What, you know, Christy sounded pissed. Like, I know Christy.
Oh, yeah. You know, you could hear, you can hear it in the audio, but just see her, like, for a second, you know, she paused. Yeah, like, you know, she's like, and the fact that she was like, when you hurt my veterans, she's connected.
Yeah. Well, Christy and, was always there when I was there, too, right?
It feels like it's a...
it's a shitty thing.
It was a shitty thing, but it feels like the community that is involved are coming together and trying to help.
Well, yeah, but so we need to definitely, last donation was like 12 days ago, right?
Yeah.
Yes. Let's see. Did we post? I don't think we posted a link in the chat. Let me go ahead and switch.
Yes, you did. Wow. But if you want to read,
I switched over. I'm going to paste it.
Okay.
Now because that was the YouTube video. Copy link. Thank you very much. And back here. Boom. There it is. It's in chat now. gf.me/u/tcfx9f, all lowercase. I like that link better than the bit.ly.
Now, I will say this, that with some of the money that they have upped some of the security. Doors now have double locks. So they, that's like... good. So that was one
it's
of
not
the things.
A, it's not a good part of town. I mean, it's like in a part of town that used to be a good part of town, and now it's not, right? Like, yeah. It's really, it's on the edge of bad.
It's on the outside of the historic district.
Yeah, it's, anyway, it's not the worst part of town either. But
No.
And so, yeah, it sucks. Memorial Day, the veterans, man, like, if you guys can give $5, $10, give $5 or $10, right? I'll do it. Okay, well, anything else you want to say about it?
I can't talk more about the act itself because it's an ongoing investigation. But I did see where they gained injury, and it's like I said, I can't talk about it.
Oh, whatever. You can't say that. But like, did somebody break, like, actually break in, or did somebody have a key, or what?
It looked like someone had a key, so they don't know if it was actually like somebody's family member who grabbed a key, or somebody did it, or maybe it was even left unlocked on
that. Well, I mean, come on, like if the crawfish boil was then, and they left the money in there that long, and like somebody was like, that money's just sitting there, and I can get a key from over here, and blah blah blah, and they go and do it. That was, you know.
But that's the reason why they added the double lock. Now it's a new key.
Yeah.
So
it's all changed out.
Yeah.
Yeah, it sucks, man. I like the Legion. I used to go drink there a lot. That sucks.
I like karaoke. I like over there and just making fun of. Last night I did Santeria and it was so bad that I deleted it. Like I was going.
I get really nervous doing karaoke, man. Like I don't know why, because I can't sing. But, like, I know karaoke's supposed to be, you're not, you know, it doesn't matter.
No.
It's supposed to be laughing at people singing badly, but,
like... I actually think, someone told me that the word karaoke in Japanese means tone deaf, or something like that.
Really?
Like, it's, yeah.
I mean, we can, like, Google that real quick.
Yeah, Google it. I think that's what karaoke
means. I don't want to Google it. You Google it. You know what I mean. So, I don't want to do it. You do it. Yeah,
Translation.
That sucks, man. That sucks. I like the Legion. I like drinking at the Legion. Karaoke translation. We're waiting. We're waiting. We're waiting. We're waiting. We're waiting. We're waiting. We're waiting.
Into.
Come on. Come on. Come on.
Hold on. Hold on. Slow down. I can't
slow down. This is live. We're talking live.
Yeah, radio. I'm trying.
We're on the radio.
Translate. It just keeps trying
it
to say.
It just keeps saying, purchase this karaoke for $5.99, probably. It doesn't matter.
It's saying a orchestra and blank, empty, vacant. So it's like a bad orchestra. So pretty much.
Yeah, an orchestra with no audience. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I get it. All right. Okay. So I guess we'll switch over to my shit this time.
Yeah.
Low. Oh, let's go. Let's go. Transition. Oh, now I'm on this side. You're on that side. Okay, so I have the Kickstarter. Let me put this up first. It's from the Eastern Sierra Observatory Stargazing Glamp Ground. All right. So I'll paste the link. All right, let me tell you. So basically, they're trying to raise $11,500 in order. Let's see, where is it at? So it's Dark Sky Country, right? And with the land, they're trying to create basically an observatory meets glamp ground, right? So
what is glamp?
So glamp ground is like where you're camping and maybe you're in tents, but you got like all the amenities too, right? So you're not just backpacking out into the forest, right? And not even really like Manor Creek or anything like that. That's not even really glamping unless you like show up in a camper or something, right? Okay. But like, because it's dark sky, they're going more tent, but you still have all the amenities, right? And one of the cool things about it was they have a telescope that if you bring your camera, they're like, hey, you can hook it up to our telescope and take pictures of the Milky Way and stuff, right?
That's pretty cool.
Yeah. So, like, it's kind of right up my alley, right? So, it's, let's see. The acreage is 20 acres, 6,000 feet above sea level in Bishop, California. It's in dark sky country. Let's see. What else? You can use their camera if you don't have your own camera. They have lounge chairs, binoculars, hot tub. Well, I mean, like, dude, it's pretty, like, that's what they mean by glamping, right? Like, you're chilling out in the desert. The only thing that I'm not really keen on, they call it dark sky country, but there's, like, a highway right there that you can see.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. I'd have to look more at the location, right? But it's mountains and it's got pretty sunsets and they've got, it looks like, ambient light guards set up with their telescope so that maybe that prevents the highway from causing too much damage. Right.
Okay.
And they've got some good pictures and stuff. I do wish they would show some more night pictures because, they're talking about, you know, stargazing, right? So they have a good sunsets, but show me some more night pictures. Anyway, all right, so let me get to the packages. All right, so the reason why this is up my alley is because I really enjoy, like, taking, you know, photography and stargazing, and like, I've tried to get some Milky Way shots here and there and haven't been completely successful, but, you know, it is what it is. So right now, They started with an $8,500 goal, 96 backers. They're at $12,302, so they've reached their goal. Let's see. If they've reached their goal on Kickstarter, that doesn't mean you can't keep buying stuff, right? Like, you can still, yeah. I'm not as familiar with Kickstarter as you are.
Now is it time or is it,
well,
or,
no, I mean, no, the time hasn't passed yet. So, but anyway, all right. Okay. So for a pledge of $10 or more, you get postcards, a handful of postcards featuring dark sky images that they previously captured from the Grand Canyon and Eastern Sierra. Let's see. Digital prints for $20 or more. You receive digital prints of their astrophotography folder from darkskyphotography.com. Let's see. Early bird, you get an 8x12 inch print. That was limited and that's already sold, so we'll skip that. $30 or more, an 8x12 inch print. And you'll also receive the digital prints. $50 or more, you get a coffee table book. $60 or more, 12x18 print. And you'll get the digital print. So everything comes with the digital prints after this, right?
Okay.
$125, you get 16x24, $150. Be among the first attendees You'll have access to choose from many of the dates in the future to reserve your night, and this voucher will never expire. We'll be hosting up to 9 people at a time. We'll begin with first come, first serve. Based on the order pledgers in this category, numerous dates will be offered throughout the future to accommodate everyone. So anyway, point being, nobody's backing that one, but 200 or more, you get the 24x36 print, and the digital, so they've got one backer on that. 220, okay, this must be the one that everybody's really going for, because it just keeps going on and on. But it's the $225 observatory stay for two. So be among the first attendees. You'll have access to choose from these dates. We'll be hosting, oh, it's pretty much the same thing, but they just messed the description up. So if for $225, you get a stay for two. So just you and one other person get to chill out here and take a look at this. And then let me scroll down until I find the last one. The last one is $750. Want to take over the entire observatory with your group of 9, sleeping 2 to 3 people in each one of the cots, hot tubs, starry nights. So basically the $750 is the group package.
Okay.
Anyway, yeah, I just thought that was really cool, man. Like, it's like, hey, I like doing stars and or camping. That's cool.
All right, so how much is left on the Kickstarter?
Well, they've surpassed their goal.
No, I'm talking about the time. How much time will they get?
It says 34 days.
Okay.
Anyway, 34 days left. They must have opened it back up. That must have been what they did. Because all the dates talk about the end of February, but it's still got time left. And they got a post from May 30th. It's been a hectic month, blah, 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 for blah, 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 whatever. So they got some kind of update. We are still getting acquainted with the telescope. Can't wait. We'll keep posting updates. We'll leave some pics up of the operation so far. So it actually sounds like, I mean, they've got some pictures showing where they're, set up and everything, but, and some pictures of what they've taken with the Milky Way. But it sounds like they haven't opened yet. So
okay.
So anyway, that's the first one, and then I got a second one. It's called Monster Mail. So it's a kid's book about a lively mail carrier named Juniper and her creature-filled career. Even though it's not your average everyday job, she's taken quite a liking to it, with exciting new discoveries as well as a few occupational hazards. It's important to take advice from the best. Join Juniper as she guides you through her daily deliveries in a world where monsters apparently need mail just as much as we do. So I thought that was kind of cool. And if, like, let me post it. It's under, just do a search for Monster Mail. And if you're online,
it's fantastic packages and where to find them.
Shut the fuck up. Shut the fuck up. You made me do my Peter Griffin laugh, man. Shut up. God, I hate you sometimes. But no, this one's pretty cool. Like, this one's only been open for a week and it's slated through July 3rd. They had a $6,000 goal and $2,767 raised.
Okay.
And I posted a link in chat. I should just add the video of this for a minute, because I want you guys to see. Let me add the window capture real quick, because I really just want to see you guys to be able to see that. Let me go back to watches. There we go. All right. So do you see that? That Monster Mail?
Yes.
Like,
yes.
That's cool, huh? Like, that, the illustrations, I mean, who knows what the message is, right? I mean, you never know when you buy a kid's book, honestly. But, like, I mean, it's pretty cool. I like the thing. But you may open it up and it may start talking about My Dark Lord Satan by Angela Kronk. Don't let your parents read this part. You know, I don't fucking know, right?
You don't know.
We're not affiliated. We're not affiliated. But I've got a kid, and they're not really that scary. They look friendly and curious.
Yeah.
You know? Just, you know. But I like it. And let's see what the bundles are. All right. So $1 or more, you get a big thank you. All right. $10 or more, you get a digital copy of the book, a name listed on a backers page. All right, so you get the digital. That's cool. And that's only $10. Dude, like, you know, $10 for a digital copy, that's not bad at all. I mean, I'm sure it's just a PDF, but I'd pay that, you know, just that, whatever. All right, so $25 or more, signed hardcover. So the signed hardcover book, ebook, sticker of Juniper and pocket, and name listed on the backers page. All right, so she keeps giving you on down the line.
Okay.
I'll admit I didn't really look at the backers on this one. I just saw the art and thought it was really cool, right?
Okay.
So, all right, so the monster bundle, $45 or more, signed hardcover. You get two prints, a sticker, and an enamel pen. So you get everything, and then you get the two prints, a sticker, and an enamel pen, $60 or more. Yeah. You get two hardcover books and then everything else. $100, you get a digital painting of you with a monster. Includes a print and the digital file. Wow. So this is, that's pretty cool, man. Like, if you really want to, like, the kid really likes it,
I like tentacle not included.
And look, let me say this, like, the limited, that one is limited and there's only 13, so there are 7 backers for that one. Let's see, 5 signed hardcover books. So we start getting high up here and it's almost like, look, you can just get a bunch of books, right? Because you get to 220 and it's 10. So I'd say, like, the top tier that somebody would be interested in, unless they have like a bookstore maybe, would be the one that you get the personalized painting, right? And that's $100 or more. I like it, man. I really, you know, like, I'll keep this one in mind. I might, just to get the digital copy, I might do the $10, right? Just because my kid would absolutely love this thing.
Yes.
Yeah. You got any questions on anything that I talked about?
I don't have a question on the kids book. I like the art style. Like, as you were talking about, it's monsters, but it's not scary monsters.
Yeah.
You know, it's so, you know, they're doing a good job with the artwork. That's good. That's good stuff right there. My only question would be, on the camping situation, is it private? Like, if you had the date,
and everything they said was 9 people at a time. So they own 20 acres and then, like,
well, what I'm saying is, like, if you had the date, like, you say that you wanted to come in on August 30 or August 28th, right?
Yeah.
And you come in on the 28th, is nobody else there and you have free roam?
Well, no, I mean,
because, like, 20 acres is big, but 20 acres is also,
well, 20 acres. Yeah. But no, I mean, what, 20 acres is all, like, their land that they own, and they host it up to, you know, 9 people at a time, which means whatever your group size is plus whatever other groups come in. Right.
Okay. But so there's
but then they had the packages where you could, you know, okay, if you spent the, like, $275 or whatever it was, let me bring it back up. But if you, I can't bring it back up because it was incognito. You know what? I can just go to it here. All right. So when it was talking about scrolling down, the $750 or more, I think. So $750 or more, you get up to 9 people and it's just yours, right? So anything less than that, or it's, anything less than that is, like, you, or except for that private date thing. That private date thing was just you and the one other person, right?
Okay.
And so that one was $225. Yeah, so $225 observatory stay for 2. There.
Now, I will say $225 for the private and you get to go to the observatory. That's pretty good. That's pretty good.
Yeah, like, but I mean, one thing that I would want to know more about that one is, okay, is that really just me and my significant other, or is that me and, her and then, like, another couple and another couple?
Yeah.
Right? Like, what exactly are we talking about there? You know, and I'd have to dig through the updates better and maybe contact them and see what kind of amenities besides the telescope are we talking about, right? Like, are you know, are we talking, like, you're cooking food for us, or we bring our own food and you got a stove, like a barbecue grill out there, you know, like, I mean, are you going to be out there with us, or are we just going to be out there by ourselves? Like, you know, what's up? Right. Like, there's a lot of that I didn't really see on there that I would want to know more about.
All right. So,
but if it's all legit, I would definitely like to do it. Cause you know, I'm big into stars. Right.
All right. So, on a scale from 1 to 5, Frank, the dogs, how many Franks are you going to give the observatory? Oh, glamping.
It's glamour camping. Glamping.
Okay.
You know, it's what the guys, you know, that, I don't know, go to REM on payday, right? Like, maybe you don't know what REM is, but I think that's this camping store here. I think so. It's like where you go get like all the like Columbia wear. You know, the guys that wear Columbia 20.
Are they going to a band?
Well, no. Like, whatever it is, man. Like, I can't, like, you know, whatever the equivalent at Gander Mountain or something, you know, the guys will go there to go get all their camping shit, like, on payday every week, you know, like, oh, got the new butane stove out that's, like, 4 ounces lighter than the one I already got. I got to go get that, you know? So, but, I mean, there's just a lot of that out here. But, so those guys make fun of the glampers. And I'm, like, a car camper. Like, I'm, like, a guy that pulls up in his car, takes his tent out, and camps in the camping spot at, like, Big Ten or something, you know? Like, I don't go hiking in the mountains. And they make fun of me for that, too. But I'm, like, dude, at least I'm not pulling up in the camper. Like, I'm sleeping in a tent, right? I just don't want to haul all that shit out there and haul it all back. Like, that ain't me, bro. That ain't me. I want to sit here and cook. Yeah, I got the big griddle. Okay, I got the big butane griddle. Fine.
Yes.
I like to have eggs in the morning when I'm camping. Yes, I brought fresh ground coffee. Okay, I'm sorry. It's good.
So, one out of...
I give it like 3 pork chops out of 5, right?
Okay.
Like, we'll stick with your rating scale, right? Like, I'll give it 3 pork chops out of 5 just because I don't really think... It seems like they're as put together as I'd like. It's a great concept, and I hope they do it well so that I can go in the future, right?
Is it so it's for you, is it for others?
Yeah. I mean, like, you want to have a cool date with, you know, your girl or your wife or whatever, right? Like,
yeah.
I mean, it's a weekend alone. You go out there, look at the stars, you know. Maybe she's into photography and she's going to be on Instagram and make her living, right? I don't know. That's cruel. I shouldn't have said that. But, I mean, you could take her and, like, let her put her camera up. And they said they have their own camera. So if you don't even have one, you know, like, oh, I'm sure you know, bring a flash drive or something, right? And then they have the cool tents and stuff. I just, you know, I'd want to know more. That's all. And but it would definitely be for others. Anybody that wants to go camping.
If money was not an option, what tier would you go?
Well, I mean, I'd go with whichever one would make it private, right? Like, where I could just bring who I wanted to bring, right?
Yeah.
Like, that would be the one. Because, I mean, you could split the cost. Think about that group of 9. Like, you could split the cost with, like, your friends and go out there. It doesn't mean you're one paying that right out of pocket.
Yeah.
You know, that was for everybody. So, I you know, as long as this checks out, for sure, you know. But I haven't contacted them or anything.
All right, so the children's book about the monster male.
Children's book. I really like the children's book. I'm not gonna lie, like, the children's book is really cool, man. Like, I want to share it again. Okay. Let me share it again. Let's see. Look at that drawing, man. Like, that's just cool. Like, that, I'm down with that. And because, like, the $10 or less gets you at least the digital copy, and you get listed. They're like, and we'll still list you as a backer, you know? Like, you know, that's cool. And then $25, you get the hardcover. And she doesn't say how much shipping is, but it would be signed by the author, and you can tell, you know, and plus you get this, you can tell your kid, you're like, hey, it's signed by the author, you know? And maybe they'll do a personal message. Just contact, say, hey, can you, like, say, you know, here, little pork, love, author, you know, like, whatever. But you get the sticker, and you know, that's a good little deal. So, like, if you just want to get something cool for your kid and you think that this, you like the animation like I do, because, like I said, you could open up the cover and it could be like, our Dark Lord Satan. And I don't know, because I haven't read the story. But that's why you should be a good parent and read the shit you give your kids before you give it to them. I'm just saying.
Scroll back up to the monsters. I got to say something nerdy for a second. Yeah. I'm sorry.
Yeah, say it.
If you the striped monster that's right there, it looks like a Kirin from Monster Hunter.
I don't know what the fuck.
Yeah, the electric. It's an electric horse that's striped like a zebra, but it's like blue and, you know, it's like, but it just, it's funny because it looks, it reminds me of a Kirin. Like when I first saw the picture, I was like, that's a Kirin.
Nobody gives a shit about your fucking opinion.
Nobody gives a shit about that.
Nobody gives a fuck what you have.
All right, so.
This is my time, and I will use it as I see fit. You can go, okay. So, no, but it's cool. Like, monster male, I mean, look, maybe this woman is just really good at, you know, obviously she's artistic, but maybe she's a male carrier, and I don't know. I'd like to talk to her. I'd like to see, her name's Angela. Let's see more.
Angela.
So hello, my name is Angela, and my specialties are illustration, character design, and children's book. And she's got some Instagram and stuff. Let's see.
Maybe we could post it as an update.
Let's see what her Instagram is. Oh, look at all the stickers and stuff, dude. Like, yeah, that's cool. No, cancel. I just want to look. Look at all the stickers. She's got some pretty good artwork. I like it. It's very anime-ish, right?
Yes.
But it's good. Like, there's nothing scary on here. Do you see anything that a kid couldn't see?
No.
I mean, it's
I'm noticing she likes the thickness, and that's good. I like a thickness.
What the fuck are you... A thickness... What are
loose lips sink ships, but thick thighs are my demise.
Dude, no. What do you know? No. Okay.
Pork chop, yes.
Pork chop says yes. Pork chop, yes. Okay. So yeah. Anyway, I think it's cool, man. I'm gonna have to follow her on Instagram and be like, hey, we shared you. I like it. All right. So.
1 out of 5, 1 to 5.
No, I give this one, without reading it, without looking at it, I don't think I'd give anything a 5, but I'll give it a 4.5 pork chops.
All right.
So let's say like 4 pork chops and a ham slice.
Okay. That's
because you can slice up that ham and put it in your eggs, and you can make some cheese. If you know how to make cheese, that sounds. You can buy some cheese. You can buy some cheese and put in those eggs. Oh.
The good thing about getting 2 copies is what if you.
I don't give a shit what you have to say. I'm laughing at myself.
Just hold
right
on.
Now.
Just hold on.
Just hold the fuck on.
If you get 2 copies of the book, you can give one to the kid, right? And be like, look, this is yours right here, blah, blah, blah.
You can say
years later on, when they have a kid, hey, here's a brand newish one of the same one.
Yeah, well, she had that package where you got multiple books. Yeah. You know, and maybe like your grandmother, and you want to give all the grandkids, Anyway, I liked it. All right, so that's it, man. Let's wrap it up. Let's cover the GoFundMe. First of all, was for the Legion, the American Legion. Yeah. And
if you search for American Legion Post 11,
Laurel, Mississippi,
you'll
find it. And they were broken into, it was right after a crawfish boil that they had on Memorial Day. So, Memorial Day veterans, come on, really? But they stole all the money they had raised from that, plus sound like another grand.
Operation money. Yeah, they took the proceeds and operation.
And they are a good group, so go check out the GoFundMe. Donate if you can. And then the Kickstarters, the first was the Eastern Sierra Observatory Stargazing Glamp Ground on Kickstarter. That was the one where you can go out and look at the stars and all that stuff, and I thought that was pretty cool. But I'd still like to know how legit it is. Sounds like they're having some problems with setting it up and getting participation. And then the Kickstarter for the Monster Mail, which is really cool. I think I might go ahead and donate to that one because I want to, or buy into it or whatever, because I definitely like that Monster Mail. All right, that kind of wraps up that part of it. I did want to touch on this. We're going to be doing some more content creation. So coming soon.
Within a couple of weeks.
Weeks. So first, I'm going to be under my other username, Alijreyu, which is Alijreyu. And I'm going to be coding pretty much every night and designing the webpage. So that's going to be kind of a start of it. If you guys want to go watch on there, I've been doing it here, but instead I think I'll do it there. But it'll be hosted on this one. But then the other thing too is Pork and I are going to, when something wraps up for him in the next few weeks, we're going to start doing a Wednesday show on that channel as well. That's going to be more like just him and I bullshitting about some stuff.
Yeah. It's going to be like a,
Yeah. And you can also watch all of his stuff. Orcs Make Beautiful Lovers, all one word. That's his gaming platform. That'll also be viewable through Aladreu because it'll just be hosted on there because I use that account to host all those, all you people, right, that I follow and stuff. And so, anyway, point is we're going to have more content coming out and it's going to be under different names. And, yeah, hope you guys like it. Let's get one more Ron Swanson quote. One more Ron Swanson quote. So to get this, you do your exclamation point and quote in chat. Okay, any dog under 50 pounds is a cat, and cats are and useless. That's right. Yeah. That's a good one to end it on. All right, and yeah, finally, just to let you guys know, I mean, we're on Google Podcasts, we're on Anchor and YouTube and Radio Public and Breaker. We're on several podcasting places now. You can listen there if you just want to listen to the audio, send it to your friends. Definitely help us get the word out, and if you guys have anything... oh, by the way, it's all searchable for Crowdfunded Pod, one word. You know, I probably should say that. And if you guys want to contact us with anybody that has a GoFundMe that they've got set up where they have a need for anybody, or they have a friend, or you have a friend, or whatever, you can reach us on Facebook, message us there. And yeah, have
feedback a good and suggestion is welcome.
I don't want your fucking feedback. Nobody cares. Nobody cares. It goes. It fuels the fire of the hatred of my soul.
Don't listen to him.
It fuels the fire of the darkness and the black. It is charred from your suggestions.
He speaks more shit than
Oh, look! I have the stream button. Oh.